Hello, sneakerheads, and welcome to Talk Kicks. This is our very first episode of a weekly hype roundup where we talk about all the news that matters to you and quite a bit that doesn't. Tonight with me is Mike Nice, the Miami-based rapper and the absolute godfather of the Cop These Kicks movement. Say hello.
Cop These, what's up?
All right, so this is going to be a podcast. For those who don't know what that is, years and years ago, we had iPods. iPods had podcasts. Now we have iPhones, and you have us. We have quite a few things we want to talk about on today's episode, but before we get into it, I do have to get something out of the way. I'm going to have to congratulate Mike Nice on the correct prediction for the May Pac fight. He chose Mayweather. I chose Pacquiao. I was wrong, and he was right, and Mayweather is now undefeated for he's undefeated for 50 whole fights, and that is, of course, because I'm counting all the women that he beat. Let's be honest. Just being honest here.
You get that. You got that. I appreciate that.
But he did call it. I was absolutely wrong. Just want to really
bet against the house.
You know, you're absolutely right. And if I was a betting man, I'd be poor. So it was a good fight. I know I bitched a lot about it. Mostly just to take jabs at Mayweather himself, but it was a proper boxing match. And I'm just going to clear the air on that and say that's how it goes down sometimes. You know.
Absolutely. And the thing I think people are forgetting is when we look back on this, it'll still be a great, you know, point in history. And this will be such a defining moment for, you know, our generation to be able to take part of, you know, the boxing, you know, as far as how it used to be with the excitement and the big crowds.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the controversial. Yeah. So I gotten to enjoy that part and that aspect of it.
That's true. The last big fight I remember, I was like 9 years old, was that Tyson knockout in like 2 minutes. And
exactly.
Yeah, everyone was stoked. Y'all had our wings, you know, got our beers out, and you know, Irish. And it was an experience, and I think you're right. I think that the millennials are gonna miss out on that. And I don't know what it's gonna take to save boxing, to be honest, because everybody wants, you know, everyone wants a cage match, and that's just not what boxing is.
Yes, no, it's definitely changed. It's you got to respect the scoring system that's in place now, and you know, at the same time, you also got to think it's kind of harder to dodge these punches these days. You got to give credit to Pacquiao; he's an amazing. His speed, which we've all seen in the gym, you know, I wouldn't be able to dodge one of those punches. I'd be out.
No, that dude fights like a cat, man. He just bounces on you, and then he unleashes. But you know, if you don't have the reach, then you can't unleash. And you know, he didn't capitalize on the few chances he did have. You're right. It ain't easy to take a hit from Manny. I'm sure. I don't want to find out, but
right.
let me ask you a question. Honest to God question here. If
please.
Since we all know Pacquiao and Nike are good friends, if there were to be a Pacquiao colorway for LeBron, what would it be?
Ooh. Wow. This is when I'd reach out to my homie on Twitter, my man Dom, and be like, hey, what were those colors you were rocking during the fight?
What were those Filipino colors again? Just one more time for
Filipino,
me.
Where's Google real quick? Sorry. Oh, man. I would like something interesting, man. I mean, I'm a sucker for the reds.
Yep.
Definitely a sucker for the reds in there. Any kind of blues. Ooh, I don't know. That's a great question. What would you go with?
Yeah, totally. I would hope it would be red and blue. Maybe maybe, you know, the on the tongue, make that yellow.
Yeah.
And but more importantly, if he did release one, would you buy it?
Ooh, here's the thing. I would definitely, yeah, I definitely would support it, because outside of, you know, Manny fighting Mayweather, and despite my I'll say animosity just to be a child in this sense towards Manny just because of Mayweather. I like Manny. I like to see him fight. I like to see him, go after these other boxers out there. Because if not, then it wouldn't be such a hype moment for Mayweather. It would be nothing else out there.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. And he's got a great attitude. It's always nice to see Manny, speak. I think he's got a good heart.
Yeah, and family.
Absolutely.
I love that. I love that. And I love what he does for his country. So, he gives them hope, and I'm all about hope.
And Filipinos, they love hope. They do. They're just good, happy people. And in my experience, I don't want to be generalizing here, but I like all of the Filipinos I've ever met. I'm gonna go on a limb
There
and
you
just say
go.
that, every one of them. And I bet I'd like Manny too. So
Filipino community, you have just been co-signed by Cop These Kicks.
That's right, official sponsor of the Philippines.
Yes.
Manny, if you ever hear this, next time you're building a church, you let me know. I'm gonna go down there, President Carter style. I will help you build a church.
We're in.
All right, so now moving on to the whole let's just talk about what the last 2 weeks were like for anybody that was trying to cop off Nike when it was just silent and I don't want to say terrible, but it was terrible.
It's like a ghost town.
It was like a go it was yeah, it was depressing. It was like going to one of those towns that like you drive through like the middle of America and it closed down in the 70s and there's only like four old people still there. And that's what Nike.com felt like for like 2 weeks straight.
And you know what? Here's the surprising thing about it, because I was still personally eating off the releases that were supposed to be coming out on Nike, such as like the exclusive Air Maxes and so forth. But I don't think a lot of people know what was going on. So I think you should definitely drop that knowledge on them as far as why, the holdback, man. Because you brought that to my attention. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, that's a really good question. Like, why is it that people discriminate against copying, even off of like Finish Line or something? Like people gravitate towards Nike.com, and it's kind of like Nike or nothing. And the people out there who are grabbing these limited releases, they're the ones, Team No Sleep, who are hitting every single, random Zimbabwe store that drops these shoes. But if you can get it, like, I don't, it's going to take 2 weeks to get to me. Well, it took Nike a month to drop them, so that's, to me, that's worth it.
It's true.
I don't understand the fear of ordering from a different site. I mean, I guess it's also possible a lot of people are using those marital aids, they're the bots, to see if they can get the shoes without having to try. And it's not that I don't understand that, like, if that's where you eat, you're going to keep going back. But that's no reason not to even try, because you probably would have been doing fine at some of those overseas sites, or, like I said, even the littler guys here.
Yeah, I mean, and also a lot of these companies such as Nike can learn a thing or two from the international retailers, the packaging, the shipping methods, or just, depending upon who you go to, or just, whoo,
Yeah,
I
it's
love it.
okay. It's okay. You can say it. End clothing. I know.
End clothing is boss.
They don't love me, but I still love their shipping. No, it's true. End clothing, Wellgosh, another store that hates me. They do an amazing job, packaging and shipping, and usually their customer service is pretty on point. And you're right. I think Nike could use a little more of a personal touch, and certainly like Foot Locker, who just, throws it in a Ziploc baggie, puts your name on it, and sends it out the door.
Horrible.
Yeah, it's.
Horrible. It's horrible. I mean, I ordered from a company alike with two L's, and I got like a handful of stickers, like a Supreme order, and it was just like, wow, okay, I might order from you guys again. It was just like, I'm sure it cost them nothing to produce these stickers.
And they're gonna go on something, and they're gonna spread the brand awareness, and I like they're a good store too. I definitely one of my favorite stores to order from. They rarely get what I want, but when they do, it's one of the first places I'll definitely look to cop from.
They got me as a buyer.
Yeah, see, that's all it takes. All you gotta do is get Mike Nice, and then it's done. It's done.
All you gotta do is send me a sticker.
You're so cheap to buy. I mean, that's how we got you here today. We just sent you a sticker, and it was done.
I had a raffle. He sent me a sticker. I was in. No disses, man. No, I was just, you know.
No, but it, you know, downright, all it comes down to is that everybody loves getting free stuff, no matter what it is.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you another question. All these random midday drops, like the LeBron Palmers and, what else? The Corks. How'd you do on any of those? Were you ahead of the game on that, or did you miss out when Nike dropped those?
I was a little bit ahead of the game on the Air Max and the Corks. I was behind the game on the Palmers, which I actually lucked out in a mall out in Denver.
Nice.
So it was sweet. I was like, wow, let me just, you know, go see what's popping out here. Went to the local mall and
and that was just when you walked into the head shop. That was before you saw the shoes.
That was before I saw the shoes. Shout out to Kind Love. But it threw me off though, because I couldn't really, you know, I couldn't really cart on those Nike random drops. Nor do I think anyone really had any heads up on those.
Yeah, no, I don't think a lot of people did. I know, you know, obviously there's some bots out there that monitor for these random drops, checking the stock levels. But I mean, other than those guys, and I guess that's kind of a thing too. Like at what point do you look at it and you see, you know, sold out, you wait 5 minutes, everything's back, sold out, wait 5 minutes, everything's back. At what point do you just, as Nike, say, screw it, let's do something about it?
Right. And then, yeah, I mean, I see it all the time because, you know, I have my buddies who have no idea what's going on behind the scenes, as, you know, as much as us, you know, the community that's on Twitter. I feel like we have a little bit more of knowledge as far as, you know, that those type of things that are going on. But my buddy texts me, they're back in stock. How are they back in stock?
Yeah, for me to explain, right?
For me to explain that to him, you know, it would take a day and a half. And it's,
yeah,
just, it's a little, I don't know, it's disheartening because sometimes you're like, yeah, I got this exclusive kick. And then here it is back in stock. And then someone doesn't want it anymore because it's like not everyone else, grabbed it. So
now it's trash, officially.
Right? It's instantly. Forget the colorway. Forget the materials. Your buddy doesn't want them. They're trash.
Right. And you got all these, you know, so yeah, you get the resellers who buy everything up and then they return everything. And then the question is, who's actually buying it in the end? I mean, like, you know, there's a lot of people, obviously, in the Twitter community that that are on our timeline that wear their kicks. But when you think about it, that's still a minority of these thousands and thousands of shoes that are going either unsold or are just kind of in this limbo where they go out, wait 3 months, can't get flipped, get sent back, wait 3 months for a restock. You got like this 6 months to a year.
Yeah.
You know, obviously not the cart drops, but the one they actually pull the trigger on and then sit on them. And I mean, it's killing
it. It's great. Yeah, it's definitely killing it because it's just like, well, then the people who initially wanted it, but then the same thing is those same people are carding them on the restock.
They are. their own restock. I sent these back. Return. You're just gonna get the same shoes back, dude. All you're doing is wasting gas for UPS.
It's ridiculous.
Right now,
it's
the FedEx man hates you.
Yeah. That is a fact. and then it's that it's just that it's one big loop, man. It's just really, really one big loop.
Yeah.
And
the whole time Nike's trying to distract us with the next I don't know, some Nike lab abomination born on Frankenstein's table. To get our minds off the fact that we didn't get the last one and we're not gonna get this one either.
Right. And it's crazy because not only we're in a generation where it's like everything lasts for only 5 minutes, but it's like now the shoes and the products are coming in 5 minutes. And it's just like, whoa, you know, before we had a, you know, at least a month or so or two where maybe there's one or two hot releases, but now it's just like boom, 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 boom.
It's so weird because I distinctly remember a few months ago I was talking about, someone had asked what QS meant.
Right.
On Twitter, and I was explaining Quick Strike and what that used to mean for us. And I don't know, if, for those who don't know for some reason. Quick strike is when Nike would go from production to shelf in a very short amount of time. So we didn't get pictures. We didn't get, you know, warning. It certainly didn't hit the release calendar. Quick strikes are kind of like a lot of the Nike labs are right now. You might know about it at most a couple days ahead of time. So, and I remember saying like, yeah, quick strike is basically dead because at that point, everything was hitting the calendar. Nike was trying to hype everything. So there were no quick strikes.
Right.
And now instead of finding that everything in moderation, it feels like it's, again, it's now it's just flipped over the other way. I mean, stuff that's basically like really, who bought that Kobe 10 flight? Nobody. If your friend bought that shoe, just slap them. So nobody bought this shoe. And they didn't even bother like with a heads up for that either. It was like 3 days before it comes out, it goes on the calendar and no
push.
I don't know.
It's crazy. And I don't get it. It's just like, I just really don't get it.
Does that change things for you at all with the whole quick strike thing? Like, do you feel that tug? So like when I know something's like limited, obviously, but more importantly, when it's like, it's now or never, I don't have time to really think about it and convince myself I don't want it. Do you find yourself with more impulse buys that way?
Am I being honest right now?
You don't have to be.
Honestly, that's yes. I've definitely caught myself in a situation with the hype because, you know, I'll be honest with the public. Like, I'm definitely a part of the hype beast community. You know, you slap a limited, you slap a quick strike on there, and I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. Like, if you saw me burn my corpse in the end of the video, I'm like, I still want the What the LeBrons, though. And then what happened? Everyone freaked out about What the LeBrons. They made 6,100 pairs, and yep. Now they're still going for retail. It's just like...
They even canceled orders. They made so many, and they still couldn't fulfill it, and they had to cancel a bunch of orders, and they still can't sell. And I don't... No. Somehow the math just doesn't add up to me.
Likewise.
Like, all those makes dudes no who got their order canceled, like, I, you know, I'm retweeting this guy's thing. Like, he, you know, Bob24.8 has a pair for retail. Dude, why are you not snatching it up? And they're not bad shoes. Like, I, you know, I'm not a fan of the What the series at all. I think it looks like cat puke. Like, in general. But, but I mean, I understand the allure of it. Like, I bought a pair anyway, you know, pretty much because you burned corks. If you hadn't burned those corks, I don't think I would have had a pair. But I went ahead and bought a pair anyway. And there's no reason why they shouldn't sell. I mean, yes, they're inflated, but all shoes at this point are inflated. Everything costs more than it's worth, in my opinion. I mean,
right.
Especially this year. Right? Yeah. It's
that's a fact. Yep.
It was $250 for these, you know, Nike Lab garbage shoes. That, and again, it's going to be the same thing. It's going to sell out. People are going to do, you know, the first five, they're going to flip. The next 25 are going to sit. And people will have time. That time goes by, you know, that whole quick strike time where you sit there and you have time to think about it. Do I want to spend the money on it? And that $250, you're thinking maybe not. And when the reseller comes at you at $500, you're like, nah.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Nah, that's a month's allowance for my green. I'm not doing that. Like, let's just...
Yeah, this is true. or you cop it and then try to flip it for the same exact price, and it's just like, you know, you didn't really want it at all, you know, in the first place.
Oh yeah, it drives me nuts. You know, someone tweets, "Holy crap, there's a restock. Go grab it." You know, you grab it. 4 minutes later, someone's like, "You know, need gone today."
Today.
It's like, dude, you could cancel the order already. It's been 5 minutes. You could cancel it.
Right, exactly. And some I've seen people take hits on those.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I can't. I've seen people go under what they've paid, and I mean, I don't know. It's a great opportunity to network. So, you know, I never put a price on that. But at the same time, it's like, if you're taking a shoe from someone who actually really wanted the shoe, then it's like, come on, dude. Your moral responsibility as a sneakerhead is to either be all about resale and then, okay, whatever,
yep.
Consistently that's about Russell. Resale.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to hate on that. Do your thing, whatever. Or just like, don't teeter in the middle, you know, get out of that lane.
so now we're looking at, well, I mean, what's on the chop block this week? We got the Babyfoot Hot Lava 5s.
which I could fit.
Yes, you can. You can. I mean, they can be roomy for you.
Exactly. I have room to go up.
Yeah, 9.5. You could grow another inch and still fit those shoes. You're good. You're good.
Look at that. Right? Team baby foot.
Team baby foot is killing it right now.
Killing it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, man. I mean, I said this on Twitter, and it's true. I want those damn shoes. I do. I want the Hot Lava Fives. I love Hot Lava. I love
that cabo.
It's yeah, I know, right? I'm gonna get Jenny on the phone and see if we can't do a 10.5 for those because God, those are beautiful.
FYI, I have no idea what's releasing until I go to copthesekicks.com.
Yeah. Neither do I. Let's be honest. I have no idea either. Yeah. So Hot Lava Fives. I mean, again, it's a pass for me, but only because of the size. I think fives have become the shameful stepbrother of the Jordan Retro family. I couldn't tell you why. I think they're a good silhouette. It's
likewise. Likewise.
So what do you think? Are they gonna sit or are they gonna sell out?
After seeing, I mean, what were these? The preheat grapes or
yeah, the pre grape whatever's
yeah.
And even the white metallics were sitting for a while, and you can still pick them up overseas.
It's crazy. I was just gonna say some of the EU sites are still just sitting there,
yep,
hanging out. And you know what? I don't know if Nike's enjoying, because I read an article somewhere last year. There was a 200 million resale market.
Yeah. Yep.
And I don't know if they're trying to close in on that, and they don't mind shoes sitting as long as all the dollars are going into their pocket. What do you think that's an approach for them?
I don't see the benefit for them to have shoes
sitting.
Never.
Right.
Makes no sense. Right. They would rather have us clawing each other's eyes out for the next, you know, patch release than have a shoe sitting on a shelf. It just doesn't look good. And then of course they're going to take a loss too if they have to eventually clear them out. I mean, we're seeing these posts now, people finding Jordans, retro Jordans, like the French Blue Sevens in outlets.
Sitting,
and not because it was like a special release, and that wasn't like a restock, it wasn't B stock, it wasn't, you know, I mean, we're talking, it was for the shelves, they couldn't sell it, and now they're just clearing it out below retail and outlet. I don't know, man.
I don't know. I love you, Jordan.
But do you love him $200 a shoe though? That's the real question.
It's crazy, to be honest. Copties, yo, to be honest, this year has been the least amount of GRs purchased by me.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I feel you.
And I was a GR, you know, king. I would just grab every release, you know, just because, you know, I digged it. But now it's just like, what do I have?
Yeah. They're making you think. The putting them up on a calendar too long, raising the price, making it too limited. These are things that make you think, and you think about what you really want to spend your money on, and it's still going to be sneakers, but I think it's a great opportunity for ASICS, for Saucony, for New Balance to kind of get in there and grab that market.
Slide right in there. K-Swiss, all these companies are just like, wait a minute. Yeah, people can't keep up with that $200, $250 weekly habit and multiple release on a weekend habit. That's fine. That's half a grand.
Yeah, no, right? Yeah, that's a crazy budget for your shoes.
You grab a pair of foams and you grab a pair of Jordans.
And the foams were overpriced at like, what were they, like 185 or whatever a couple of years ago. And Jordans were overpriced at like 155, 160 a couple of years ago. So now that they've just gone up like 20-30% a pop, it's keeping me off the Jordans, keeping me off foams. I'm with you. Like every once in a while, you know, something looks real good, some infrared patches, okay, those OG infrareds that are dropping later on, I'm feeling those
dope,
and those
are dope.
Yeah, and they'll probably, I mean, if they're on the calendar already, they're probably going to be GR, you know. It's probably gonna be a shoe you can get your hands on. I don't think we're gonna be so lucky with, like, you know, with the Chicagos or, you know, Bred 11's obviously going to be GR. Everyone's going to have a pair. They're going to be like,
right.
It's going to be on retail Tuesday real soon. It's true. But speaking of this gap though, I mean, how do you feel about the Chromatex? Have you taken a look at those at all?
No. Google.
Yeah. Get on that. The Adidas Chromatex SL Loops. It's like a chameleon color changing material. I think it's beautiful. I think they're awesome. They're way less than a Jordan, and I feel like it's the kind of thing I can put on my feet and people are going to look at it and say exactly what we want them to say. What are those?
What are those? And not to cut you off, but dude, you know I'm a Disney nerd.
Oh yeah.
And I wear those Xeno Fluxes.
Yeah. Yep.
Those get more looks than any Jordan that I've copped this year. Absolutely. Bottom line, hands down.
Absolutely. Every single time someone sees me wearing my Xenos, I get the same exact question, which is, where can I get those? You know?
And $120 out the door.
Yeah. What? Yeah, which is high for an Adidas. And because I mean, I feel kind of like I'm dealing with a battered ex. I'm like, Nike has hit me so many times. And Nike has told me I'm fat and stupid so many times. Like, they keep raising the price to the point that $120, I feel like, let me buy four. You know? This is a damn deal.
Oh my God. I'm going to buy it every time they restock.
and you know what? I did. I'm not going to lie. I got backup Xenos. I know. I don't know how that's going to hold up.
But did you cop the gray ones?
Gray ones? God, yes. Yeah, I'm not a snob. If it's beautiful, it's beautiful, right? I look at my shoes the same way I look at people, man. If it's beautiful, it's beautiful. I don't want to talk about like what the world defines as beautiful, man. I'm going to talk about what my feet define as beautiful.
I love that right there. I love that right there, man. We need more people to think just like that, man. That's exactly how it should go down.
And you know, the more the other companies can get into that, the more that they're going to eat while Nike sees just a little bit of it, another year, another slump. Because, I mean, their reports, it's not looking great. You know, I mean, they're not.
They're down. Along with the port issues and what they're doing as far as production.
Yeah. Oh, God, the port issues. Yep.
But you know what's going to hit hard?
What's that?
Those McFlys.
Okay, wait, though.
Now, can we talk about that?
I don't. I don't know what you're talking about. So are we talking about the mags? Or are we talking about the dunks?
Ooh, I grabbed the dunks.
Yeah, you did.
I grabbed the dunks. Ooh.
But do you think they'll sell when they hit here? Because I feel like there's a lot of buyer's remorse with dunks. Like, not me personally. I love my dunks, but I'm also selective.
The dunks are down.
Dunks are down.
Dunks are down, man. Because even the De La Soul lows are coming out, and I haven't really seen the hype like, oh my God. But see, that's the thing. Wait. Here's the thing. This is what gets me, and this is where everyone's going to, you know, I'll probably have to deal with this publicly on Twitter.
You heard it here, folks.
You heard it here, folks.
You heard it here.
Mike Knight. I am a sucker for when a shoe gets that value and that hype. And unfortunately, those resellers cause that value and that hype to go up. Mm-hmm. So whereas I'm sitting here right now, like, yeah, the dunks are down, but like, if I truly like the dunk, go grab it. But I'm still looking for like those Paris dunks or the real old school classic, like the Heinekens. Yep. I want something super exclusive. But unfortunately, we don't get those unless those resellers say, you know what? This is one of the quick strikes that we're gonna gas up, and I just don't know where the hell that comes from.
Yeah, then,
how come you don't cause that?
That's exactly what I was gonna say. But you know the reason for that is because, you know, I don't want to be a hype machine, and I never want to cop these to be a hype machine. I want cop these to be about literally just getting what you want. I don't feel like it's my place to tell people what they should and shouldn't buy. Don't buy Jordans. Don't buy Jordans. Don't buy Jordans. No, I just really do, it's not my place to tell people.
Right,
but you're right. Why are we letting the resellers tell us what we should buy? And where is and I know, you know, I'm probably gonna get another letter, another cease and desist, get some more lawyers on me. But where the hell is Complex Network on this stance? Why are they the most circulated? Everybody listens, and all they ever have to say is, on sometime this spring, these new shoes are going to come out. This is a throwback to the color from 1994. I don't care, man. Tell me what is special about them. What do you love about them?
Right. Tell me
And
the story behind them. Emily Ogberg, do a video for us, baby. Come
right?
on. Show
What are you
us. Tell us
doing?
something.
What are you doing? You're sell it to me. Like that's the thing. Like okay, we all crap on resellers all the time. I know we do. But at the same time, like you said, they're the ones who are actually creating the hype. They're also the ones killing the hype. So it's kind of a double-edged sword. But
Sure.
we all want someone to tell us what is good. And
Right.
again, that's what it comes back down to. Like that's why these Chromatecs, I'm pumped for them. The Xenos, I love them. Even those fuggly, ugly Yeezys, I get it because people are going to look at it and say, "What is that?" It caught their eye.
Right.
We want that from the sneaker community. We want that from the sneaker sphere, and it's not coming out. Everybody has the same flat line. I don't care. Here's the shoe. Buy it. And here's my link. 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 Here's my link.
Right.
Where's the personality, man? Where is, you know, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna say this weekend, if you buy anything besides the Chromatex, anything else, then you're an idiot. I'm gonna say it. There it is, right there. Right
Ooh,
there.
facts dropped it, idiot.
You want that Kyrie 1 Wolf Gray? Look, man, it's a Kyrie. We're already over it. You know, the first one sold out. It was like the Kobe 9s, you know, like the first four,
Right.
buy them. The next 12, let them go to the outlets.
Yep.
And that I'm making that prediction right there.
I agree. It's like, where's this? You're right. There's no personality. There's no story. But as soon as you throw the story on there, Bel Air Jordan 5s. Ooh. You
Yep.
know, you throw a name on it. As soon as there's a nickname, it's a
The
wrap.
Cortez Gump. Dude, it was an old ass sneaker.
What?
It was an old ass sneaker.
What?
It was in Forrest Gump. Everybody bought it. That's it.
It's the Dan Smith of
I
Nike.
swear to God. Yes, absolutely. And if that shoe
Oh,
wasn't
man.
the Gump, if that shoe didn't have that hype, if someone gave you a red, white, and blue Cortez, right, as a
Right.
gift a year ago, you would have hated them and disowned them. You've been like, "This is trash,"
Facts.
and walked away.
Facts.
But today, it's a gem, and it's all be again. You're right. It's because they gave it a name, and they gave it a backstory, and they gave it a picture of Tom Hanks. Everybody loves Tom Hanks, man. You just
Gotta love Tom.
can't go wrong.
Gotta love Tom.
And now,
It's true.
I feel like Nike has been doing some control. I feel like there's been. I think they're more limited on the Jordans and not releasing as many of them. They got sneakers going, not going, going again.
Up and down, yep.
Yeah,
I loved it.
for that month, it was great.
For that mirror foam, it was
It was
wonderful.
wonderful. Copped so easy.
Oh, very, man.
But even for even the Ant Pearls, man. I mean, I've never had such a great experience as to have a sold out sneaker and I say, buy it anyway. And half an hour later, it's like, hey, dude, here's your shoes. That was awesome. I mean,
Right.
it was the world's best bot for that month that it worked. And then,
Absolutely.
they don't put Nike Lab on there.
No. Ugh.
They go, oh, by the way, Wheat LeBron's drop. Oh, just kidding. No, wait, Wheat LeBron. No, just
In the
kidding.
branch shot. You missed the notification. No.
Wait for it. And the funny
And
thing,
then
yeah.
the hype builds and then sat.
And then set. Yeah. Like you got me there. You got me there. I'm so ready. I'm gonna hit the button. I'm gonna spend the money. And then again, they gave me time to think about it. And then I looked at that price tag and I thought, you know what? Nope. Not gonna
Right.
do it. Rubber City? Nope.
Nope, not gonna do it. But here's the thing, though. I guess you can, but really, if you go to copthesekicks.com, you can get the story behind these shoes with along with the plugs of where you can find them. So that's what I love. Like right now, I'm on it right now. It's May 6th, Nike release, the next round for the Looney Tunes themed kicks. Boom, right there. First sentence. You got me. Like,
That's
oh
true.
shit, I'm in it. You know what I'm saying? So you're doing a better job than fucking. You know, I'm not gonna drop the names, but come
Yeah,
on,
yep.
step up the stories for us, baby.
Look, man,
Set, let us know.
I'm happy for that competition. Because competition is good. I'm not in competition with any of these sites because I'm not trying to do what they're trying to do. I don't want big
Right.
sponsorships. If I wanted big sponsorships, I wouldn't be popping off of the mouth every 10 minutes, right?
Right. And we love the opinionated Catholics, man. We love them.
I'm
We
like,
love them.
it's Thursday. Let's talk about abortion. Like, it's not. What do you think? Right to life? Yes or no? It's you know. You're right. I clearly I'm not trying to get on complexes level. I'm not trying to get on nice kicks level. I'm not. That's not. We're not in the same dimension, man. There's no level to get on. We're not in the same dimension. I'd rather just clown around with a bunch of sneakerheads and feel good about my purchases and, you
It's
know.
way more powerful, though.
Yeah, man, the rising tide, right? That's
Yeah. It's way more powerful, dude.
what we're trying to do. And speaking of tides, rising, let's talk about that sea of Yeezys that you turned me on to there that I didn't know was going on.
Oh, I've actually been doing a lot of research, a lot of Facebook groups that go on, that I get a lot of like behind the scenes information on. And if you guys gotta be real careful out there, man. Be careful with these Yeezy Boosts. Be careful with these Red Octobers. Be careful with any real release of the Yeezy lines. One, because the markets which produce these reps right now, with the way Nike is moving with the mass production and every weekend these GR kicks, they haven't found their big bucks. And with these Yeezy Boosts and how easy it is for them to replicate it, they have found a shoe that they could actually make a lot of money off of. And they've spent the time and resources to get this shit down to the fucking T. So please be careful out there copping any Yeezy Boosts. Jenny is real.
She's found her golden ticket. She's got her lunch, and it's you.
Mustang, baby. Yep.
I know. I every time I get an email, and shout out to all you who send me emails every day. Don't worry, I love reading them anyway. So you can ignore what I'm about to say. But every time I get that email that says, "Hey man, can you check out this site? They got Yeezys in stock. Is it fake?" And you and I mean you, Mike. You know what I'm about to say. You know what I want to say. And I bite my tongue, and I go ahead and I look at the site, and I give them three or four logistical reasons why they
Why?
should not be spending their money, and I'll be like, well, number one, no one's gonna go around selling Yeezys right now for only $10 above retail. That doesn't make sense. Number two, that's clearly the picture from Adidas. And number three, all Yeezys are fake. Fake. Dude,
AYF.
the dudes who got them, they're not selling them. All right. They got them. The dudes who were selling them already sold them. So whatever's left out there right now is fake. And the worst part is, and I don't know if it's even the worst part, like I'm going to be honest, because I don't care if people wear fakes. I really don't. But the worst part is
That's
whoever's buying them right now, they're getting ripped off. And
right.
that's what bugs me.
That's the thing, me too. Like, I see people post pictures of people at Walmart and McDonald's with fake kicks, and that doesn't really impress me. Like, everyone's not at a financial standpoint where they could do, what others are doing. But when people are getting, shoes under the intentions that they're real thing, that's when, the problem comes in. You guys are out there gassing these kids for a quick dollar that one is going to ruin your rep, and karma's a real thing, man. So
And to, I'm
just
gonna
do
be
the
honest,
right fucking thing.
that's it right now because honestly, I don't think it's gonna ruin the rep because I don't think anyone's gonna know they're fake anymore. They got the fake receipts and it's so on point that it looks real. And I guess at that point, maybe it is
It's
real.
crazy.
Maybe that's as good. Maybe to be honest, if you drop 350 bucks and you bought these fake Yeezys, but no one knows, and they came from the same darn factory, and you feel good, you got your receipt, your friends are going, holy crap, what are those? I don't know, maybe it's just as good. But to the
Again, that's your prerogative.
right, I just want them to know that it's fake. And not so they can feel bad about it, because again, like I said, I got no problem. I don't care. I really don't care about fakes. And what you, man, rock what you like, no matter what it is, even if it's a fake. But just inform yourself by what you spend your money on, what you actually want, and that's it. That's it, man.
Right. Yep. And don't get scammed out there for your hard-earned money, man, for $1,100, $1,200 for these shoes that are not authentic. And, you know, then you're going to have the, you know, you're going to be sitting there thinking, damn, should I just flip these for my money back? Then it just creates a real bad negative circle, you know, just cycle. So
that's rough, man. That's rough.
Yeah.
It's a cyclical harming effect that this flood of fakes is creating. So again, there it is. You know, if anyone asks me anymore, I'm just going to link them to this podcast. You know, all Yeezys are fake, dude.
All Yeezys are fake. AYF.
I'd like to buy a vowel.
My bad.
All right. We're running up on the hour here. So we're going to close this out. And again, thanks to everyone who's bothered listening to us just clown around for a little while. And I hope that you've at least enjoyed yourself. Because that's what we're here for. That's what the whole CTKC is about. That's why the Godfather's on board. We just want everybody to have fun and enjoy themselves. And if it's getting kicks or making fun of Jenny, whatever floats your boat, man. So I want to close it out because, you know, I want to talk about the playoffs. I do.
Yeah, buddy.
I want to talk about the playoffs. And everyone's got a dog in the fight. And I'm going to go ahead and ask you who you got.
My hypey self, being that nine of my teams right now are in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And I'm an anti-LeBron fan right now, mm-hmm. though I love him in the inside. You know, anything you hate, you kind of love. I'm gonna go with the Bash Brothers, man. I would love to see those young boys bring one home for their state and their families, man. I would love Golden State to pull one home.
That's
although I love the Clippers too. So it's like,
look, either way, it's California love, right? I mean, that's what
coming
it's all
from
about.
A brother from the East Coast. Coming from a brother from the East Coast, showing that West Coast love.
I hate to do it, but I gotta agree with you. Actually, I think, and I mean, it's also the safe answer, Golden State. let's be honest. If I was a betting man, I'd be an idiot because I'd put it all on Clippers.
I love
the underdog, and the Clippers have played that role for so long. But if I'm being honest, there is absolutely no way that they're like last night. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful fluke. I don't think they can maintain this level, especially without. I mean, come on, without CP3, how do you even?
I would have lost so much money had I bet yesterday last night, because I would have thought no way they win without CP3.
No way. It was a beautiful thing that it did happen, and like I said, I would love to see it happen for them. But yeah, I gotta agree with you. I don't think the Clippers are gonna advance. I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. So then who do you have? Chicago and Cleveland. What do you think?
I would like to see Chicago pull it out too, because be honest, like I think LeBron and those young boys, Kyrie, I think they're gonna have their era. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no way with their squad. I mean, if they lose Kevin Love to anyone next year, that'll hurt. But they're so damn good that I feel like they'll be here again. So why not let D Rose and those boys, since they haven't been together for, you know, they've been always under injuries.
Yeah, they have. Yeah,
I would like to see them come out.
I gotta agree with you there too. I'd love to see Chicago advance. I don't necessarily believe they will though, and I'm gonna say. I'm gonna say it'll be close, but I think Cleveland will take it. And you know, to be honest, because I think they're more hungry. I think they have more to prove. You know, like you said, Chicago hasn't been healthy. They haven't had this level in a long time. But at the same time, I think they're more humble about it. And when it comes down to it, someone's gonna eat and someone's gonna die.
Yep.
I feel like it's gonna be Cleveland. I think that they're gonna go for it. I would ultimately think it would be Cleveland versus Golden State. I think that's where it's gonna go.
Ooh, Crazy matchup.
It would be. And it's two totally different teams. Two totally night and day teams.
Yeah, because if Golden State shoots the lights out and then Cleveland's going to try to be aggressive, it's just that'll be very interesting.
Absolutely, because Cleveland can own the court for the most part. They really can. But
Right.
But Golden State has no boundaries. And when you
None.
and if,
None.
yeah, there's no structure. There's nothing you can't control when there's no structure. It's herding cats, man. You're not going to do it. It's impossible.
Right. And you put and those two specific teams, like I think the Bulls will give the Cavs a run for their money 6 to 7 games because you have point guards on both Golden State and Chicago, like D Rose, who could actually keep up with, Kyrie. Might not be
Absolutely.
as quick, but that's a they're they're not just gonna lay down and let him do his thing. So it should be interesting.
And speaking of interesting, how about the one that isn't? Hawks and Wizards. Hawks and Wizards.
Are they playing right now, copies?
Are they still playing right now?
Nah.
Nah, that ended.
We talked through them.
Yep. That's all tied up now in the who cares division of basketball. I don't. I mean, I feel the Hawks. I think that's gonna be that's my pick. I don't know. How about you?
I'll rock with the Hawks.
Yeah.
I think they'll handle business. Good for the city too.
It really is. It really is. And I love Atlanta. Don't get me wrong, man. I do. That's a
Right.
great city. Not
But
that I don't like DC, but
it doesn't create a next a good next round.
no, that's gonna be a mismatch. Like,
Yeah.
yeah. But either way, I feel like I said, I feel like either way, that's gonna be a mismatch. No
Right.
matter who advances, either Chicago or Cleveland's gonna clean them out.
Yep, five.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, by next week we should have better answers as to as to where this is going. But if you had to pick two for the final, let's get it on the record. Who you got?
Realistically, two for the finals. I'm going Cavs and shit, man. I'm going Cavs and Golden State.
Yeah, there it
That's
is.
what it is.
There it is. Put the money down. That's where it is.
That's where it is.
All right, man. Well, I hope everyone got something out of this. Like I said, you know where we are. At Mike Nice, at Cop These, right on Twitter. You can go to our websites, MikeNice.com, CopTheseKicks.com.
Cheer.
You can hit us up every Tuesday on Retail Tuesday. And that's hashtag Retail Tuesday. And if you try to list your crappy old shoes for twice what they're worth, we're just gonna laugh at you silently. but get on board, man. Clean that closet out. Someone out there wants to wear them. It's not you. So every Tuesday, you can find us both late at night clowning around and retweeting everybody until one of us goes to jail.
Yes, sir.
Other than that, we will. We're gonna take you out with a little more Mike Nice. We're gonna. Finish out my house, which is what we started this show with. So listen in, enjoy the ride, hit him up on iTunes, Mike Nice. It's hard to miss. And hopefully we'll see you back next week.
This is my house. Whose house? My house. Whose house? My court. My house. This is whose team? My team. Whose team? My dream. My team. This is whose house? One in the gym, last one out the gym. So when it's game time, baby, I expect to win. When I don't, everybody like, where you been? I'm in the sky so high, no oxygen. It's a bird, it's a plane, no, it's Dwight Howard. Touch the cloud, make it rain like you just showered. I got 1 hour just to go hard. I go home, I go hard, then go home. I'm no coward. This is my house, my court, my team, my park, my heart, my life, my dream. I got one shot, four fouls, one tap, clock still ticking. And there's no timeouts left. I paint the picture like Sony. If you want water, picture Kobe shooting shots in the fourth quarter. I cross over like AI. May I please be voted most valuable player? This is my house. Whose house? My house. Whose my court, my house. This is whose team, my team. Whose team, my dream, my team. This is whose house, my house. Whose house, my court, my house. This is whose team, my team. Whose team, my dream, my team.
The clock still ticking. Who the next Jordan? Who not scared when Shaq coming up towards him? Who guards him? Who scores the most often? Dwayne Wade, M.I.A., the Heat scorching. This is more than a game, it's a lifestyle. For my team, I can say that it's worthwhile. Got the coach on a bench like he's Rick Brady. Please pardon his French, he is so crazy. I ball like Chris Paul, I brawl like I'm ready for liftoff, I'm all right. I score like Paul Pierce, I'm here. Ready for them plays of the year, yeah. Let's get one more thing clear, one more ring before I get up. We know the rules of the game, but still wanna be the king, like King James.
This is my house, whose house? My house, whose house? My court, my house. This is whose team? My team. Whose team? My dream, my team. This is whose house? My house, whose house? My court, my house. This is whose team? My team. Whose team? My dream, my team.
And I'm all they got, they all I got. I'm all they got, they all I got. And this is my team, it came out my mouth. This is my dream, and you're in my house. This is my team, they all I got. This is my team, I'm all they got. And this is my team, it came out my mouth. This is my dream, and you're in my house. I'm all they got, they all I got. I'm all they got, they all I got. And this is my team, it came out my mouth. This is my dream, and you're in my house. This is my team, they all I got. This is my team, I'm all they got. This is my team, it came out my mouth. This is my dream, and you're in my house.